Welcome to the Asheville Live Music Sessions 103.3. Going to the Getaway River Bar now for Carpal Tuller.
Big thanks to all you fans who are out here this evening. Let's give it up one time, one big time for Carpal Tuller.
I was in a parking lot an hour away when I saw a sign on a Chevy Silverado. I pulled in from behind. A man stepped out of considerable weight. A bleak voice, old and dry, said, "I'm Edward. I gambled on Jesus and cattle. We're family owned and it's fragile. It may not be much, but it's mine.
Possibly get a little bit more keys in the mix. Not there.
All right, we'll start.
We're here at We're here at the Getaway. I almost said Checkpoint Charlie's. That's a bar in New Orleans. What the hell am I doing?
Yeah, don't do that. Love it or leave it. Love it or leave it, Dave.
Right. This is an amazing place over by the river. You got to come out here. It's incredible. You
can smell the French broad from here.
Yes, yes.
And it smells nice.
We are here by the grace of Bromari Brewing and Asheville FM 103.3. Thanks for having us. And the Getaway, of course, which is an incredible place.
What do we got on the keyboard? One, two, three. God rest his soul. And Father said that there's a language of love. And there's a virtue in the wait and reward in the chase. And it's a bitch to recover when she flutters away. A treasure to behold when you win the embrace. When you love someone, that's humble grace. Now that he's dead and we found out, we can win it for free. And we can bump and grind with anyone that we meet. I know what you're thinking, but they want it too. No sweat, they're damn. And if your gum loses its flavor, take another stick. And if you're sick of washing dishes, use paper. Also said there's a code, a proper way to behave and to obey what you say. When there's nothing impressive coming down the pipe, build each other up and turn the wrong into right. When hateful's how you like to be, don't be how you like. But now he's gone, we no longer have his breath on our neck. Now that his chapter is done, we're clamoring for the next. Who can blame me if I get a little up in your face? Or ramp a situation up if I got power to play. River's antiquated system couldn't ever have worked. Cause if we're building others up, how can we put us first? We'll cut them if they ever get rude to us. And if it squeals, it must be a pig. And if it moves, we've got to dispatch it. I know you can't tell on the radio, but I'm about to go crowd surfing. Yeah. This is going to work. In the middle of this next song, I want everyone ready.
One, two, three, four.
with what hasn't happened yet. From the hilltops and towers, you can see more than you get. And it's not a compliment to say it could be worse. At the end of the act won't be the time to rehearse. And I see.
This is in the business. It's what they call dead air. I know that. I worked for a radio station once.
Or dead hair.
Oh, okay. There is hair dangling above my head.
He plays his music on the 10-speed of life. I can't believe is playing tonight, cause I've waited so long to see Alistair Hare. Waited so long to see Alistair Hare. I bought my ticket 50 days in advance. No competition, I am the biggest fan. And I've waited so long to see Alistair Hare. Waited so long to see Alistair Hare. Waited so long to see Alistair Hare. Drop from above.
Carpal Teller, and we're about to play a song about a headdress, an exotic headdress.
Caught me wearing flowers, but now they know my power. My exotic headdress would make all of them rest. They wait around my building, I think they're trying to scare me. But my exotic headdress would make all of them run.
That was Robin Heyer, Esquire, on the 6-string bass from California. made specifically for his bodily dimensions, hangs from his neck at a whopping 2 pounds. Absolutely no back stress whatsoever. That's what enables him to play just like that. This is David Lance Baker tuning his guitar.
Who are you?
I was sitting on... Oh, man, come on, guys.
What do you always say?
Self of drugs.
Key of being, watch for the change.
Self of drugs. Okay.
Are we playing sulfa drugs?
We're playing this song is called Sulfa Drugs. It's about sulfa drugs. I was sitting on the lonely ground, thinking, what would we do? What would we do if it eventually came around? People, what would we do? What would we do without sulfa drugs? Sulfa drugs. Know that all the time you'd have left would be burning. If you think far ahead, you'd be definitely learning. Don't you think without sulfa drugs? Sulfa drugs. Too much is never enough. No, 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 no. Chair, thinking, what would we do? What would we do if it eventually wasn't there? People, what would we do? What would we do without sulfa drugs? Sulfa drugs. Know that all the time you'd have left would be burning. You'd think far ahead, you'd be definitely learning. Don't you think without sulfa drugs? Sulfa drugs. Is never enough. No, 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 not enough. I think that we should meter it out because the current supply, it couldn't go very far. Said addiction was bad, but with an innocent warning, hurt anyone? I guess you think it could, but it's so hard. I guess you think I'm taking it too far to be sitting on the lonely ground, thinking, what would we do? What would we do if it eventually came around? People, what would we do? What would we do without sulfa drugs? Know that all the time you'd have left would be burning. You'd think far ahead, you'd be definitely learning. Don't you think without sulfa drugs? Sulfa drugs. Know that all the time you'd have left would be burning. If you think far ahead, you'd be definitely learning. Don't you think without sulfa drugs? Sulfa drugs. Too much is never enough. Apothecary, you open up.
have water to fill your cup. You've been filling the years to come.
I have to keep introducing us. For those who just got in your car, driving with the wind in your hair, staring at the ceiling in your dark room,
with your big old headphones,
considering your life choices, and listening to Carpal Teller live on the radio. Well, literally could be better and worse than that at the same time.
Let's put the dream back in its bed. I
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Every time I walk a bit closer, I've been caulking. She's a coaster with a trust fund, and she never had to labor a day in her life. Don't forget that you'll be disposable, you could be replaced before you run out of face to save, because she's a coaster, been over and over again. Never turn your back on a soldier, never put your gun in a holster. Like a mom to the life. Situation crumbling, how high? You know that she'll say jump, you say how high? You say how high? You say how high? Again. 7, pick yourself up. 11, cop a feeling it's over. That you're still alive. Situation crumbling, how high? You know that she'll say jump, you say how high? You say how high? You say how high? Again. She's a coaster, you can look but don't get in any closer. She's a coaster, she's a coaster, and she'll toss you out of bed like a toaster. Clowns are to the left of me, jokers to the right of me, floating on her air. Stumble or stagger, if mine is under matter than this one. Does it care about you, can't you see it? She does it over and over again. Situation crumbling, how high? You know that she'll say jump, you say how high? You say how high? You say how high? Again, till you get right. Till you get right. Till you get
audience sounds far louder than it looks. What? Oh, thank you. A commentator in the crowd said picture book was effing awesome. That was for the radio, the folks at home. That's the song you missed. A little factoid about radio at night. I've just been told that Safe Harbor means that we can drop F-bombs, but out of respect for possible young people who are listening, we are not going to do that.
Fucking A, man.
Come on, Dave. Okay. Thank you. Still Carpal Tuller. Still playing the... Again?
Yeah.
No? Good. What do you... He wants to do picture book again.
Dark Light.
I played that one. We are a democracy. Oh, we don't have any bongos with us, do we? That's what I forgot.
Through the magic of radio, there's an entire orchestra behind us right now.
Play along on your bongos at home.
Which one are we playing?
All right, we're going to play...
I lobbied.
Yeah. We are a democratic band, and Dave just got outvoted. We're going to play a... We're going to play the one of two Carpal Tuller country songs. We're going to play the other one a little bit after that. All right. If I live to be 101, would it be all right to die? And if I built a Pontiac, would it bring tears to its eye? And if I wrecked and broke my neck, would I be the last line to duck inside where you could prop me up and I'd blithely pretend to drive? In my 76 starred line, only 1 year younger than I, only 1 year longer that I've known myself alive, and I've known myself. Should pimp it out and gather all around to fill me up with what it could be like, a half inch off the ground with a detail stripe or chassis light running down the side. There is no doubt that I would pimp myself and put that on my ride, on my side. I've known myself all my life. In my 76 Dodge Tonight, they made it in 1975. Only 1 year after they made me myself. Coming at you with another two songs or so in this simulcast. Okay. Do you want to do this one now? Yeah. Are we playing punk rock poet?
Let's do like Cage.
Mm-hmm. democratic society has succeeded once again to vote Dave down.
What?
Yeah, all three. There's three against one.
What are we doing?
We're playing a song called Punk Rock Poet.
Seriously? Rob just said.
What'd you say, Rob?
He changed his vote.
Jerk. Michael Cades. Rob's vote counts. All right, here's the true story about a guy named Mike Cades. Okay, here we go.
I joined a band with a guy named Michael Cades, though we knew we sounded bad. We stuck to it anyway, and now in my defense, I think he may have been strange. Was it something that we said? But it happened anyway, and we worked out before it ever could begin. The strangest love, anything I've ever been in, he's up and gone. He took his amp and ran away in a short time. Tell us if you see Michael.
To sound like a Ramones song, but it is not a Ramones song. It is a Carpal Teller song, as played by Carpal Teller on this Stream Me Multicast.
Stream Me Multiverse. What?
One, two. Subway train, on a napkin at the restaurant.
graduation. She's a dropout singer. She only got seven fingers. She got a sad sob story, but punk rock glory. She's a punk rock poet. She's a punk rock poet, yeah. She's a punk rock poet.
One more time for Carpal Tunnel.
One
Come on, let's do better than that. We've already been through this. Make some noise for the folks in the Radio Land. Great big thanks to Carpal Tunnel for being with us tonight at the Getaway River Bar. Super thanks to Charlie and Phil for making us sound great, and the AFM crew, Joaquin Gomez, DJ Smittyman, Rachel Goldstein, Whitley Aubrey back at the home. Keep the tubes warm. I'm Bruce Swan, host of Music My Mother Would Not Like. Let's give it up one more time for Carpal Tunnel. They got one more song. What a great night. Great night of music.
We would like to thank all those people as well, all these technical people that are technicalizing, putting this together. What a great idea. I'm going to play one final song that's final. We have to add a capo to one of the guitars.
I could play it without a capo and see what happens.
This is what they call running the clock out in baseball or basketball. In sports, they call this running the clock out.
On the streaming multiverse?
Sport. Okay.
That thing's good. Okay, that's good, right? Yep. One, two, three.
The ones who made it farther than the unlucky ones. The ones who inch their lifestyle farther than the unlucky ones. The ones who inch their way out. But you'd be sick when we were done. So we don't play all of them. When we finish what we had to say, we get off stage and drive away. We don't play on no matter how you beat upon the floor. a lot. Thanks, everybody.